Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
And gentlemen, I think it's a fair question to ask ourselves, what exactly is going to decide the next leader of this country? Is it going to be any one particular issue over another? Is it going to be the media? Is it going to be a groupthink mentality? Is it going to be court cases? Is it going to be war? What exactly is going to decide who our next president is going to be? And how much control do we really have over it? Now, we had a very interesting news flash this week when it was revealed that the FBI had people inside the Biden administration and inside the Biden family supposedly monitoring this corrupt, supposedly gathering information. Folks, before we go rah-rah-rahing the FBI, they have all the information they need. They covered it up. The people who are inside here were doing one thing, and they were doing one thing only. They were protecting the Bidens. They were looking to bust the Bidens in a money laundering scam. If they did, they could have done it 15 times over. We have a $200,000 check written to Joe Biden from his brother with a little note down below saying loan that coincidentally just happens the day he receives a big windfall of money. Now, we know that doesn't pass the laugh test. This is as black and white as it can possibly get, and anyone with eyes can see it. And the FBI certainly knows it. So what were they waiting for? They had Hunter Biden's laptop during the election. Did they reveal it was real? Did they come forward when Joe Biden was saying this is Russian propaganda? Did they come forward and tell the voters, well, we know for a fact that this is a legitimate computer. Don't let anyone tell you differently. No, they didn't do that. The people who were inside the Biden camp, so to speak, were there to protect him and make sure he became the president of the United States. So before anyone tells you the election was legitimate, before any more people take a plea deal in the Trump case and throw themselves at the mercy of these woke fascists and communists who are searching to persecute their political opposition. Let me tell you, in no uncertain terms, the election was not fair. I can't tell you for sure if any voting machines were rigged. I don't know. You don't know either. I don't know how many dead people voted over any other election. I don't know how many votes weren't counted over others. I can't tell you all that. What I can tell you is this. The way this election was stolen was through the FBI. They had vital information that a candidate for president of the United States was corrupt. Now we have complete evidence of it because they had people on the inside. And they now admit they had people on the inside. Ever once come out and say, this is not good, folks. We're going to have to move on this before a corrupt money laundering candidate becomes president of the United States of America. No, they kept quiet. They protected him. And now if the Democratic Party sees fit, they will take him out. But they are at the behest of the Democratic Party. They are not an independent organization any longer. They are the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party, and this proves it. So is the FBI going to decide our next election? Apparently they decided this one. Once again, we have physical evidence that they were investigating the entire Biden family and Joe. And when asked, well, you know, why don't you come out with this information? We hear the same thing. We didn't want to in any way, shape, or form affect the election. We came out with Hillary Clinton. Now you're coming out with Donald Trump. You're trying to throw him in jail. What are you talking about? You don't want to affect an election. You've affected both elections. Both of them. You're affecting this one and you affected the last one. And you affected the one between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. We can't have this anymore. This is no longer a matter of cleaning up the FBI. This is a matter of finding out why the FBI is now an enforcement arm for a particular political ideology, because that is unacceptable in this country. We can't have this. That's what communist countries have. Now, we've seen lawyer after lawyer plead guilty to charges that really don't have that much to do with Donald Trump. But at the same time, we'll testify. Well, what are you going to testify to? Donald Trump was told by his lawyers, who now admit it, we have evidence that the Dominion voting machines were rigged and that there was evidence of lost votes and things in Georgia. Okay, well, if anything, you've cleared Donald Trump's name then. Because, you see, in order to find Donald Trump guilty, Donald Trump has to have known he truly and honestly and fairly lost the election. In other words, these lawyers would have had to come up to him and say, look, you lost fair and square, but we think we can figure out something to make it look like you won. We think we can figure out some votes here, some votes there. We can claim the voting machines were rigged. We might be able to get votes thrown out. And at the end of the day, even though you lost, Donald, be able to get you in through a little bit of legal chicanery. That's not what they did. Apparently they came to him and said, no, you absolutely won the election. We can prove it. Isn't that what they did to us too? They told us we have evidence that the Dominion voting machines were rigged. Well, we're going to present that evidence in court. We're definitely going to show you. We have solid evidence. Sidney Powell said it. Several other people said it. Now they're all saying, we were led astray. Who are you led astray by? You're the lawyers. It's called, I Fear for My Actual Freedom. These maniacs will put me in jail for nothing unless I agree to do what they say. This is blackmail. This is legal blackmail. And this is so reminiscent of communism that it's actually scary. And it should scare every single lawyer, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. You should be as fearful as you can possibly be. Because if you can control this, then you can, in fact, control elections. And your vote means absolutely nothing. Now, the FBI folks, clearly being in on the Joe Biden money laundering scheme with his whole family, sat by and said absolutely nothing while Joe Biden ran for president. Sat by and said absolutely nothing while Hunter Biden's laptop was called Russian disinformation. And we were told that Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump manufactured it to smear Joe Biden, all the while the FBI knowing that's not true and that's not even close to true. 51 people that were former bigwigs signed a letter saying, yep, it's Russian disinformation, when all of them knew that's not true. They all knew. How come they're not being thrown under the bus for election interference? Sidney Powell is because, well, she said the Dominion voting machines were rigged and she had no evidence. Did Adam Schiff have any evidence that Donald Trump was a Russian agent? No. He said he did. He said, I've seen it with my own eyes. I can't show it to any of you yet, but boy, when you see it. And then when push came to shove and the day came where he could no longer hide behind his words and they said, put up or shut up, he said, I don't have anything. So you lied. How come you're not facing prison time? Huh? How come the people who stayed quiet when Hunter Biden's laptop was called Russian disinformation aren't being accused of election interference? It certainly was. It certainly interfered with your ability to make an educated choice about who you wanted to run this country. Because they don't care who you want to run this country. They care who they want to run this country. And they're still doing it. So what is going to decide this election, folks? Is it going to be political terrorism? Where they basically say, if you're a Trump supporter and you in any way give money to him, you donate to him, your big, you know, big corporations donate to him, if you fundraise for him, if you're a member of his cabinet, if you're a member of his legal team, we're coming after you. The FBI's coming after you with everything we've got, and we'll find something. We'll find a crime to prosecute you on if we have to make it up. Well, then that's going to decide this election, isn't it? If you allow that to. Is Donald Trump going to jail? I don't know. You know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I laughed at the idea. I said, that's not going to happen. But we're now getting into some serious weeds, folks. The ACLU, American Civil Liberties, literally hate Donald Trump with a passion. Every single member. Hate Donald Trump with a passion. His side. When the judge ordered the gag order and then fined him for breaking the gag order and said, this is absolutely unconstitutional. The people who hate Donald Trump, who wouldn't stick up for him under just about any circumstance, are smart enough to realize, wait a minute, if we allow them to get away with this, what's to stop them from doing it to us? That's what I have said forever. All of you people who are smiling and saying, oh, good, Donald Trump's going to jail. Donald Trump's getting fined. Donald Trump can't talk. You're next. Or your candidate is next. Then what? You see, because once they realize they can do it, they'll do it to everybody. They'll come for you eventually. That's the way it works. The ACLU realizes this and said, hold the phone. You can't do this. Unconstitutional. So is this what's going to decide the election? Lawsuits, indictments, criminal prosecution. Is it going to be the FBI? Who decides to withhold information, refuse to prosecute in areas where they have more than enough evidence? Christopher Wray knew that Joe Biden was being investigated. He got on Capitol Hill, never said a word. Never said a word. The House of Cards is crumbling there. So what do we got next that could possibly decide this election? Is Joe Biden even going to be the nominee? Folks, we got another year. Joe Biden right now cannot find his way off a stage when there's stairs on the left and the right and he can take his choice. He's shaking hands with air. He has to be helped literally on and off by his wife, hauled away. He babbles incessantly and makes no sense in anything that he's saying half the time. And these diseases, they're not funny, by the way. I'm not celebrating it in any way, shape, or form. It's a horrible thing to happen to anybody. And it's not just his age, because there are people as old as Joe Biden. Mick Jagger is as old as Joe Biden. He's still dancing around the stage singing, I can't get no satisfaction. He knows his way on and off the stage. He knows the lyrics. So it's not age. Joe Biden has a disease. He's cognitively declining before our very eyes, and it's not funny, it's sad. But you can't be the president of the United States like this. And he's going to run again. Maybe. Because if the Democratic Party chooses to, then they'll just stick the FBI on him. And the FBI will say, after a long investigation in which we found X, Y, and Z, we have determined that Joe Biden cannot run for president because he's being indicted on this, that, and the other thing. Oh. Like you didn't know that when he ran the first time. Well, we know you did. We know you did. But that's your ace in the hole, just in case he can't. Is it going to be maybe the wars that the Biden administration has not only funded, but in many, many ways helped to organize? When we pulled out of Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, we did it in such a haphazard manner that our enemies around the world took a look at our withdrawal and said, this is a horror show. This is a circus. These people have absolutely no idea what they're doing. They're inept, and we can do whatever we want. Joe Biden gave Putin back his pipeline, and in doing so, helped to finance a war that Putin was really kind of cash-strapped to have. And into the Ukraine they went. And then into the Ukraine, billions and billions and billions and billions of your tax dollars went. On a war they cannot win. We can all feel sorry for the people of the Ukraine. I hope you do, and I do. I absolutely do. But at the end of the day, folks, we did break a treaty with Russia. A lot of the Ukrainian, a lot of the leadership in the Ukraine, it's not what you think they are. They're not who you think they are. And you should research that. And this has become a huge money laundering operation where you send billions of dollars and you're lucky if half of it gets there and the rest line the pockets of other people. And it's a war they cannot win. If we put half as much money and effort into a peace talks and getting people to sit down at the table, the war would be over. Keep funding it. Give them more weapons to fight more. Let's keep fighting. And at the end of the day, if Vladimir Putin wants to unleash a nuke, what do you think the Ukraine's going to do? Block it. They can't win. But it's the most important thing in the world that we fund it. We then have Hamas and Israel. Israel going into Gaza. And we have a world divided. We have people who are legitimately angry that Hamas is being called out here. Legitimately angry, saying, well, Gaza is really just an open-air prison. The Israelis have done so many horrible things over the years. And what you've got to understand is this. I don't want to see anybody innocent die. I don't care if they're Palestinian. I don't care if they're Israeli. I don't care who they are. I don't want to see any innocent civilians die. And I don't think anybody in their rational mind does, except possibly Hamas, who certainly does not care in any way, shape, or form. But at the end of the day, folks, ask yourself a very important question. If there was no border between the Gaza Strip and Israel, would Israeli commandos go into the Gaza Strip and just start randomly killing people because they don't want Palestinians to survive? The answer is no. Would Hamas come into Israel and start killing random Israelis because they want death to Israel? Yes. The answer is yes, causing the war. I don't care what went on before. I'm asking a very simple question. If there were no borders, who's going to end up on the crap end of the stick? It's going to be Israel because Hamas, even with the borders, paratrooper in and kill civilians. So is it going to be the war that decides our next president? These wars that are just seem to be endless? We didn't see any of these under Donald Trump, did we? That's right. We didn't see a one. Now we have two. Potentially have three. Iran was crippled. They weren't going to be helping Hamas. Donald Trump had their economy crippled. China's economy was crippled under Donald Trump. He had them on a leash. Not anymore. Not anymore. We free up all kinds of money to Iran. Billions of dollars. And do not enforce the restrictions on their oil production. And it enriched them to the point where they could afford to fund Hamas in this terror war against Israel. Good going, Biden administration. You funded another war. That's two. That's two wars you funded. So is that going to be the hot button issue? Are people going to say, look, we can't have these wars under the Biden administration? These wars were rampant and they were funded by the Biden administration, and we got to get somebody else in. Maybe it's going to be an issue closer to home. Maybe it's going to be the economy. It's absolutely ridiculous with a straight face to get up in front of a podium with reporters and say the inflation rate is 3.5%. That would mean something that cost you a dollar now costs you a dollar, 3 or 4 cents. Do you honestly think that's the truth? Do you honestly, in your wildest dreams, think that's the truth? You see, what they do is they take every possible denomination of everything and factor it in. A lot of that stuff is irrelevant to you. Here's what's relevant to you. Heating oil, groceries, gasoline, mortgage payments. That's what's relevant to you. Is your groceries going up 3%? Hamburger meat, it's $5 in some places, a pound, $5. I've watched pet food double. I've watched some fruits and vegetables double and triple. And while people can say, well, you know, could be a bad year for that particular crop. Look, folks, I'm tired of hearing the excuses. You go into a grocery store and you used to be able to walk out with enough food for $100 or so to feed yourself or your family for a few weeks. Now, $100, you get one little bag that your child can carry out, and it's probably gone in 3 days. You know what the real inflation rate is? It's like 48%, 46%. That's what your electric's going up. That's what your groceries is going up. Gas has doubled. Heating oil has doubled. And they'll look at you and say, it's only 3%. Only 3 cents on a dollar. Oh, come on. Be reasonable. Gas was $2 a gallon. So if that's the case, it should be 206. Is it 206? The dollar stores have literally have to go to $1.25. That's 25%. That's not 3%. That's 25%. There was a time when eggs were like $7 for a dozen. They were 99 cents before. Is that 3%? You're being lied to. The stuff that's important to you has went up so demonstrably that unless you are very well off, you are probably having a tough time. Here's winter coming in the Northeast, and there's a lot of people saying, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford heating oil. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford my groceries, my heating oil, my car insurance, my electric, because it's all went so far sky high. My taxes just keep going up to fund endless wars. You've got people right now in the United States of America, especially in the Northeast here, who have a nice home and make a decent amount of money that's paying $12,000 and $14,000 a year in taxes. That's $1,000 a month just in taxes. Now factor in everything else. Factor in their insurance, their health care, if they don't have a job with health care. Factor in their gasoline. Factor in their heating oil. Factor in everything else. And you're talking about having to make $150,000 a year to be pretty much even. That's crazy. And I warned everybody this was going to happen. I said, these people saying you can't make a living wage at $10, $12 an hour. We got to raise it to $15. It doesn't do any good, folks. If everything quadruples, what good does it do to give you a couple extra bucks in your paycheck? And then they just put you in a tax bracket and take it anyway. Your buying power hasn't increased one bit. It's went down to the point where people are going broke. So is the economy going to be who decides the next president? Maybe it's another hot-button issue. Maybe it's abortion. That's what decided the primaries, the Republican primaries, didn't it? Thanks, Lindsey Graham. We were supposed to have a red wave. None of this Speaker of the House nonsense would have happened. We wouldn't be stuck with Mike Johnson instead of Jim Jordan or whoever we had if it wasn't for the fact that Lindsey Graham got on television and said, we're going to make abortion illegal in every single state for every single reason. Nobody agreed with Lindsey Graham. There wasn't one Republican that agreed with Lindsey Graham. But he said it to scare people. Oh, good, they won't vote for the Republicans, that snake in the grass, who'll sit right to your face and tell you, I'm a big Trump supporter. I love Donald Trump, but I love, oh, bullshit. You've sabotaged him in every single possible way you could. And you sabotaged the primaries with your nonsense, saying you speak for the Republican Party when you spoke for no one. Now, I am pro-life, but you're not going to win an election if you say, under no circumstances ever, 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 ever will there ever be an abortion to anyone, anywhere, at any time, ever. You're not going to win any elections that way, and we didn't. You see, because the majority of the American people are the people who are supposed to decide. If the majority of people in New York, now the Supreme Court did the right thing. They bounced it down to individual states. So if in the state of New York, they want to make very, very liberal abortion laws, what am I supposed to do? I disagree with it, but the majority of the people don't. So I have to live where the majority of the people rule. I don't have to like it, but I have to abide by it. If you live maybe out in the Bible Belt, it's going to be very, very, very strict abortion laws. You don't like it? I don't know what to tell you. You got to abide by it. But to scare people into saying, I cannot possibly vote Republican, they're going to take away all my rights. Lindsey Graham did us a tremendous disservice. And look at the pandemonium it caused. Now, before anybody gets the wrong idea, like I said, I'm very pro-life. You know, the same party that calls us science deniers for saying that the global warming is a bunch of hoopla and that masks don't work are the same people who are saying, it's not really alive. Well, I don't know. What is a heartbeat? Ask a scientist what a heart beats for. A heart beats for one reason, to pump blood. Why is it pumping blood? Keep something alive. What happens if you stop a heart from beating? Does that end a life? The answer is yes. So the minute that the heartbeat happens, something is alive. Now this idea of, I can't live without outside the womb. Well, yeah, I don't know. There are people who can't live without a pacemaker. There are people who can't live without oxygen. There are people who can't live with any number of things. Shall we kill them? Of course not. So I'm very pro-life, but I do understand and I recognize the majority of people want some sort of legal abortion, fine. I do too. I honestly don't think that you can exclude life of the mother. I know that's very rare. I honestly don't think you can exclude rape because it depends. I mean, it depends on the mother. It depends on the person. If the person has the goodwill and whatever to say, it's not the baby's fault, I'm going to carry this child, fine. God bless you. But I know there are probably people who say, I can't do it. And I can't force you. And nobody should. So, of course, there's exceptions. There's exception to every rule in the world. Except if you're Lindsey Graham. And then he says, no, absolutely no exception. And then, and then sneer and smile when we don't have that red wave that you caused, Lindsey. I mean, I don't agree with smoking. I can't stop people from smoking. So is that what's going to decide it? Maybe it's going to be all this gender stuff, huh? Maybe it's going to be when women are finally saying, you know, I love how the women's lib movement has become anti-woman. That's what I love. Used to be anti-man. At first it was legit. At first it was, listen, women should have the same rights as men, and then you go for it. You were right. And these women fought hard for it, and God bless every one of them. But then once they got that, then it was, well, you know what? Men suck. And it was anti-man. Now it's anti-woman. Women's lib is anti-woman. Women's lib who does not rally against men being in women's athletic contests and destroying all of their records, all of their goals, are anti-women. There was some big job opportunity thing. I forget what place it was. And it was only for women, which should technically not be legal, but that's what it was. And a whole bunch of men showed up and said, well, I identify as a woman. Ah, see? So you're going to take opportunities away from a woman, are you? And you're going to applaud that. You're going to applaud that swimmer who sets all kinds of records that women had for so many years. Oh, no, I'm shattering those records. Okay. Well, then you're anti-women. And you're women's lib, so that's very ironic. I know there are a few women's lib organizations out there who are on the side of women when it comes to this, but they're not being vocal enough. So is that going to decide it? Maybe it's your children's education. Maybe you parents are getting tired of your children being indoctrinated instead of educated. Didn't we just recently see a college professor who was rightfully suspended for taking a pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist stance and punishing students who didn't? Is that education? See, education is when you give someone both sides of the coin and let them make up their mind. You tell them, here's the facts, and you make from those facts what you will. You don't say, here's the truth as I see it, and you better see it my way, or you're going to get suspended, or you're going to get punished. That's indoctrination. And that's what's happening in colleges, and that's what's happening in schools, starting even when children are very young. Children in 6 and 7 and 8 years old are being told, you can be a boy today if you're a girl, you can be a girl today if you're a boy, just don't tell your mother, just don't tell your father. And if mommy and daddy come to school and try to complain, they're domestic terrorists, and they will be thrown in jail. Can't have this, folks. Can't have that. So is that going to be what makes you go to that voting booth and vote? Well, let me explain to you what should be happening here. Since the day I started this show, it was called Common Sense in a World of Insanity. That was its tagline. The world has gone insane. You can take a look at it any way you want to. The world has gone insane. The very party that tells you you should not be able to opine on women's rights unless you're a woman tells you anyone can be a woman. The very party that tells you you're a science denier if you don't believe in global warming tells you you're an idiot if you think a heartbeat means something's alive. the very people who are mad because you're banning literal sexual instruction manuals in grade school libraries want to ban Christmas carols like Baby It's Cold Outside and take people off pancake boxes. They've gone insane. Absolutely insane. So common sense has to be the way you vote. Now, anyone with a shred of common sense would clearly understand that there is absolutely no reason to go after someone the way this country is going after Donald Trump unless they fear him tremendously and they fear that if he gets in, he's going to expose them. What you're seeing right now is self-preservation. You're seeing people desperate in their attempts to keep him from power because they know if he gets that power, their game is over, they are exposed. When you see someone trying this hard, this is the equivalent of your significant other, when you ask to see their cell phone, smashing it on the ground in pieces. What would you concur from that? If you say, hey, did I just, hear you talking to or see a text or something? Let me see that phone for a second. Let me just see your text message. Oh, I'm smashing the phone in a million pieces. You don't trust me. So now I don't have a phone. What would you garner from that? I would garner from that you were desperate to not let me see that phone because there's something there. Okay. Well, that's what's happening now. You are so desperate to keep Donald Trump away from office that you're theoretically smashing him on the ground like the cell phone. So what would common sense tell you in that circumstance? Common sense would tell you, you need to vote for that person. I'm not saying he's perfect. He's far from perfect. But where are we going to stop this nonsense? We hear Donald Trump's a womanizer. Was Kennedy a womanizer? Was Bill Clinton a womanizer? Bill Clinton was married when he had Monica Lewinsky literally in the Oval Office of the White House doing obscene things with a cigar. He's a married man. He's still a Democratic hero. And Hillary Clinton is a strong, powerful woman. She stood by his side. Oh, I thought you were supposed to leave him. Thought you were supposed to expose him. James Carville said all of these people who accused Bill Clinton of raping them or sexually abusing them, you know what he said about them? This is what happens when you drag a dollar bill through a trailer park. Oh, that's a very nice thing to say about women, eh? But when Donald Trump says, you know, when you're extremely famous, when you're a celebrity, women will literally let you do anything. You could just go right up and grab them by the you-know-what. Never one time did he say, I did it. He just said, you can. So that would be the equivalent of me saying, you know, the security in that bank is so lax, you could just walk right in and rob it. And then arresting me and saying, are you threatened to rob a bank? You robbed a bank. I didn't rob a bank. I said, you could do it. Theoretically, you could. That's what Donald Trump said. In the meantime, Bill Clinton really did it. In the meantime, the Kennedys really did it. They're all your heroes. Because you're hypocrites. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump being a womanizer. So let's talk about the racism. Oh, he's racist. Is he really? Well, I don't know. He got awards for all of the good he did for the African-American community by Jesse Jackson, by Al Sharpton. That doesn't sound like a racist. He was on Oprah Winfrey's show where she said how wonderful he was. How good he was for the African-American community. You know when he became a racist? When he said, I'm running for president. So common sense would tell you that this is when the politician said, uh-oh, he knows all of our dirty little secrets. uh-oh, we let him in on some stuff thinking he'd never run for president. And if he did, he'd never win. But he did win. And then everybody turned against him. All the people who said he was so wonderful, all of a sudden, for no other reason, he hadn't done one thing yet. He hadn't even been sworn into office. And they all turned against him. Was it because of his policies? No, because he hadn't done anything. So common sense would tell you why, folks. I would love to tell you, vote for another candidate. Vote for another Republican. And maybe it'll just be business as usual and everything will calm down. But folks, the world has gone so insane, we need utter chaos to correct it. We need somebody to come in and show us, the American people, what the hell we were so blind to for so many years. And I'm not talking about just Democrats either. The Republicans did it too. Matt Gaetz stood up and said, we don't want Kevin McCarthy. He's a liar. He's one of these good old boy Republicans who just say, oh, well, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to secretly work with the Democrats. And I don't care. We're all one big family, really. And Matt Gaetz said, no, that's not what you promised. You promised to be the Speaker of the House and run it conservatively, and you're not running it conservatively. And he legally went through the means to have him stripped of Speaker of the House. What happened? Did the people who were such great admirers of our Constitution and such great admirers of our system, did they applaud him or did they say, how dare you? How dare he what? Follow the rules that you made, that you said were so wonderful? He followed every one of them. And then, to reward him for following those rules, the Rhino Republican said, we're not voting for anybody that he's going to put up. We're not going to vote for any of them. We'll vote for Mickey Mouse. Tim Jordan, no way. Steve Scalise, no way. Byron Donaldson, no way. And it wasn't until people started calling these people saying, okay, well, we're not voting for you. You either get a Speaker of the House or when your term comes, we're done. Then they said, okay, we'll compromise. And we get Mike Johnson. We're screwed. If you're a true conservative and not a Republican, you're screwed. Because there aren't that many conservatives. And the ones that there actually are that are standing up for conservative values are going to be shot down by the Rhino Republicans. That's why they don't want Donald Trump. But you see, here's the funny thing now, folks. A conservative Republican back in the day when I was a wee young lad running around in my Batman outfit and watching Saturday morning cartoons, a conservative was a very far right-wing person who was so tight and strict and whatever that it was desperately uncool. Nowadays, a conservative is what a moderate used to be. And a moderate Republican is what a Democrat used to be. Donald Trump and his beliefs right now, had he run when I was that child watching Saturday morning cartoons, would have been considered a middle-of-the-road Democrat. Not a far-right-wing nut job Republican. Every single policy he had would have been considered middle-of-the-road Democrat. Don't you remember when Barack Obama said, a marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's it? How long ago was that? Don't you remember when Joe Biden said, we got to close our borders completely? We can't have this. How long ago was that? Wasn't that long ago. Now, all of a sudden, if you don't say a woman's a man and a man's a woman, if you don't say the border should be wide open, if you don't say racism is everywhere you look, if you don't agree that a baby should be able to be murdered one day before it's due, you're a radical. You're a crazy right-wing radical. What the hell has happened? The whole country, or half of it's gone insane. So common sense has to prevail in this election, folks. There is going to be no other candidate. It is going to be Donald Trump, and it probably, unless the FBI decides to interfere, will be Joe Biden. If that is the case, or even if it's Gavin Newsom, you got to take a good hard look, and you got to forget, totally forget, the media who's trying to brainwash you. I have come across so many Trump haters who say, oh, my God, can't believe you would vote for that man. I can't believe you support him. And when I ask, what don't you like about him? Oh, he's vulgar. He's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's a, okay, well, could you prove that? What did he do? That? Oh, he just is. Oh, and you formulated that opinion how? Because you heard it on CNN? You heard it on MSNBC? You can't even tell me why you think he is. I can tell you why I know he's not. How come you can't tell me why you think he is? Because you've been brainwashed. Stop it already. Common sense has to prevail in this election or we're screwed. I don't think you understand that if Iran gets involved any further in this, we're going to war. And the second we go to war with Iran, China's invading Taiwan. The second that happens, China's invading Taiwan because we can't split our forces there. We can't split our resources. We can't help. That's what they're waiting for. It's one big domino effect. We are on a powder keg right now, and the fuse is lit. And instead of people trying to put it out, there's people trying to pile on more fire. You can't do this, folks. Common sense has to prevail. You have to put away your petty differences about, I don't like Donald Trump's attitude. I don't like his cockiness. I don't like his ego. I don't like the fact that he's a billionaire and I'm struggling to survive. I don't like the fact that he's so arrogant. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like his orange hair. I don't care what you like. What you need to do is use common sense. That's what you need to do. So we're looking at all these possible things that could decide the election. Economy, foreign policy. Maybe you're interested more in education. Maybe you're a little bit worried about the wars. And tell me why Joe Biden is going to quell those. Tell me why another 4 years of Democrats is going to ensure that things get better. I'll wait. I mean, I just don't know. Have they gotten better? No, they have not. In every tangible way, things have gotten worse. In every tangible way, things have gotten worse. Now, I agree with some people who say, how much control do we have? The FBI quite clearly involved themselves in the past two elections to the point where you could make a very strong argument that they interfered. You can make a very strong argument. And they're going to do it again. Or they're going to try to do it again. Now, I don't know who's going to stop them. They're already indicting a political candidate for zero reason. They've already indicted his lawyers. They're not even smart enough to realize that the very things that his lawyers are pleading guilty to would be the reason that Donald Trump is innocent. Because the charges you're filing against him can only really be proven if he knew that he legitimately lost the election and was attempting in some way or shape or form to rig it so he didn't. His own lawyers have now admitted we told him he won. We told him we had proof. Turns out we didn't, but okay, but that's what he thought, though. So by those very admissions, he's innocent. I can only hope that we wake up a little bit here. I was very, very shocked to see the ACLU take Donald Trump's side in this gag order situation. Very, very shocked. But all that really proves is that the ACLU is smart enough to realize if they can do this to Donald Trump, they sure as hell can do it to us. So maybe we better take his side before it is us. That's what I'm assuming they took his side for. Otherwise, they'd be glad to see him buried in a hole. More self-preservation. This is what's going on in Washington right now. Self-preservation. Anything to keep our heads above water. Not yours. They don't care if your family can afford heat. They don't care if your family can afford groceries. They don't care if your family can afford to drive a car. They care about their own self-preservation. How do we remain in power? And there are people, like I said, this is not just a Democratic thing. I'm not just telling you that all the Democrats are evil and there are no evil Republicans. There are. There's a ton of them. There's snakes in the grass everywhere. But when people are actually trying to correct it, to have people who are supposed to be constitutionalists and strict conservatives scream and yell at them as if they're somehow screwing up the system. You're damn right they're screwing up the system because the system needs to be screwed up. The system is broken. Down and started again. Oh, but that's not good. We had no Speaker of the House. I actually heard people say, because there was no Speaker of the House, that's why Hamas felt empowered to go into Israel. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? So if Nancy Pelosi was still the Speaker of the House, Hamas would be sitting around saying that Nancy Pelosi is going to get us. We better not do anything. Are you crazy? The Speaker of the House had nothing to do with that. Joe Biden's administration giving back all that money into Iran, not actually enforcing the sanctions that's on their oil production, that's what did it. Not because Kevin McCarthy was removed. Oh, my God. What a joke. What an absolute joke. To scare the American people. Scare them. That's the new game. Scare them into compliance. So are you going to comply? Or are you going to let common sense dictate, folks? You go to the gas pump, I presume weekly or some people daily or whatever. Are you happy? You go to the grocery store weekly or whenever. Are you happy? Are your children better educated? Go take a look at the numbers. See if your children are better educated. The answer is no, they're not. They're too busy worrying about whether they're a boy or a girl to become educated. Go to any college campus and you'll hear people screaming and yelling the most ridiculous things. They're not even educated. They're indoctrinated. There's a difference. The colleges have become breeding ground for communists. It's not even the fault of the students. You know, people yell at these students and say, oh, my God, she's a fascist. Oh, my God, he's a communist. Well, that's what he was taught, though. So if you put your hands or you put your kids in the hands of people who are going to teach them that this is the right way, don't be surprised when they come out thinking that it is the right way. That's what happens. So I'm not mad at those college students. They don't know. This is what they're told by liberal professors who have decided it's their job to indoctrinate your child into a groupthink so that eventually they can take over the entire country forever because everyone will be involved in this groupthink. There won't be any children raised to think in any way there's conservative values. Oh, that's evil. That's Nazism. I mean, you've got a whole group of people convinced that teenagers in black masks to hide their identity, running through the streets, beating on people who do not subscribe to their political ideology, are anti-fascists. When that's the very definition of fascism, But if you ask the college students, oh, they're fighting against fascism. No, they are fascists. They are the very definition of fascism. And they dare to call themselves anti-fascist. In the same breath that they'll tell you, oh, you're anti-woman, you're misogynistic. If you say any little tiny thing against a woman, they want men to be able to say they are women, basically taking away what it means to even be a woman. Taking away women's scholarships, taking away women's sports records, taking away opportunities for women. That's fine, though, right? That's fine. But Donald Trump calls Rosie O'Donnell fat, and oh, that's a test, anti-woman. I'd rather somebody call me fat than to take away my sports records, to take away my scholarships, to take away what it means to actually be a man or a woman. They got a lot of people brainwashed. The media has helped decide these elections for I don't know how long because they have brainwashed people who really, God bless them, they don't have time to be newsaholics. They work a job, they got kids, they got responsibilities, they turn on the news, they hear Donald Trump's a fascist. Okay, well, they guess he is. They don't have the time to say, well, wait a minute. Let me look into his policies. It doesn't sound fascist to me. Why is he a racist? I don't see anything. They don't have time for that. So when I debate some of these people, they just spout out talking points they heard on CNN. And then I know right away you're just regurgitating things you've heard. You're not thinking for yourself. You're regurgitating things you heard. You are the equivalent of a cover band. You've never in your lifetime had an original thought. So it's just like, oh, well, I'll just go, you know, I'll be a cover Led Zeppelin cover band, and I'll sing Stairway to Heaven for a living. Oh, well, you didn't write it, though. So you created nothing. You're just regurgitating what somebody else created. And that's exactly what 90% of the Democratic Party are, or at least the people who support them. They just regurgitate lies. They don't actually think for themselves. It's time to think for yourself. It's time to think what's good for me. Not what's good for the Democratic Party. Not what's good for the Republican Party. What is good for me? Because I can swear to God, if this was the situation was reversed and Joe Biden was the president in 2020 and everything that happened under Donald Trump happened under Joe Biden and Donald Trump was the president now and all of this stuff is happening, I'd vote for Joe Biden. Even if I was a Republican, because I'd say, well, this is ridiculous. The economy's crashing. There's wars everywhere. Our children are being indoctrinated. I can't vote for him again. This was under his watch. But you Democrats take a look at this and say, everything's fine. I don't see anything wrong. Everything's going well. No, it's not. Open your eyes. You can't just be a team player. If this was going on under Donald Trump and a Democrat that I thought was better off for our economy and our everything else was running, I'd vote for him. I'd say Trump did a lousy job. How come you can't just face the fact that Joe Biden did a lousy job, Trump did a really good job? You can't face that fact because it makes you look stupid, so you'd rather hurt yourself and vote for Joe Biden just to be stubborn and say, no, I'm not wrong. I refuse to be wrong. Okay, keep saying that. Keep saying that. And watch the world crumble around you.